blood in the middle of my midnight snack. I've just warmed up this alphabet soup. Batman and Robin. Who are you? What do you want? If you're interested in trading stamps, then visit one of our retail outlets in the morning. This is the factory. That sign on the outer door, this means you. Throw them out!
Just a couple of hoods, Miss Pinkston. I chased them away.
No, Miss Pinkston! I'm very disappointed in these reprints. For someone who has advanced from manufacturing pink-chipped stamps to the fine art of counterfeiting priceless rare stamps, your work has become very slipshod. Here, look at this overprint. Fuzzy. Any expert could spot that. Which we cannot afford, reprint. We have a lot to do in a very short time. Tonight and tomorrow cancelled. Then we move everything into the warehouse. Tomorrow night is the great international stamps exhibition, where I plan to make my big kill. Winning prizes is not what I'm after, Block. It's walking away with some of the rarest and most irreplaceable stamps in the world. Whoops, whoops. There comes the pink prima donna down her private stairway. Look busy and honest. No, Miss Pinkston, I've been too busy.
Oh, isn't that a shame, Apricot? Colonel Gum has been too busy manufacturing pink chip stamps to know that this morning's intruders may have been the Green Hornet and his master accomplice.
What would they be doing in Gotham City?
What would they be doing in my factory, Apricot? I will be lunching in town, Colonel Gum.
I wish she'd stop talking to that pink mutt and talk to me.
I'm sorry, sir. Mm-hmm. The only alphabet soup we have is tomato, split pea, and clam chowder.
Oh, too bad. You colonials are still so uncivilized. Well, I suppose I must go elsewhere.
Oh, da-da-da. Yes, of course, Mr. Wayne. The watermark on your blue board stamp is indistinct, but naturally. Do you realize that only 12 of those stamps were ever printed? And that was over 100 years ago. And of course, Russian Samara is a long way off. Ah, Mr. Wayne, who knows how far that stamp had to travel? And what enormous perils it went through before it finally found its way to my poor establishment.
Not quite as poor as it was the day before yesterday, Mr. Severoff, when I paid a rather handsome price for the blue boar. I just hope that you were right.
Are you implying that I hoodwinked you, Mr. Wayne? That I sold you a fake?
No, of course not. But isn't it possible that you were hoodwinked?
Nobody hoodwinks Boris Severoff.
Speaking of valuable stamps, have you ever noticed a stamp called the Gotham Gothic? It used to be in the collection of a Mr. Pincus Pinkston, but upon his death, it vanished.
Well, of course, I have heard of this stamp, Mr. Wayne. But you must remember what a very small and perishable thing a single stamp is. It might easily have gotten lost or accidentally destroyed.
Yes, most likely. I just thought I'd ask.
Well, gentlemen.
A gentleman, a true pleasure to serve you. And I hope I have the opportunity once more before I return to my home, Vashki on the Volga. Good day, good day, good day.
Reprint?
Yes, boss?
Shift into high gear. We may have to move to the warehouse sooner than I thought.
The pink nips causing problems again?
She's just one of my headaches. I really smell trouble this time. Is to lock you up, Miss Pinkston. In my office for now. We'll take her to the warehouse later on. First, we have to wind things up here. That sign on the door. This means you.
Shall we say this means us?
Us?
You should know who I am by now. How about cutting me in on a little piece of the action?
How big a piece? Yes, it's my own invention. The enlarged perforating and coiling machine. Why not give it a closer look? Let's give them a thorough pasting! Come on, boys! We've all heard how the dynamic duo stick together through thick and thin. But this time, you're really Batman, on that undetachable glue pad, while the Green Hornet and his masked companion are being blocked, gummed, and perforated in that machine.
You satanic, mad Stamp Man.
Satanic, Batman? Who knows? But mad Stampman, perhaps. Behold, even as we speak, my machine is producing a very rare stamp indeed. Wonderful. Shall we call him the Green Hornet? The only stamp of its kind ever printed. I'm sure it would be a collector's item if it were not for its size. Ah, the Green Hornet makes such a wonderful, beautiful stamp that I think I'll thumbtack him to the wall.
Holy human collector's item?
Exactly, boy wonder. And as soon as I take up the other masked marauder who is even now being perforated in that machine, then it will be your turns, dynamic duo.